T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Dan Cilio on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Xanax. I didn't even know what that is. Boy Cilio, hour two. Getting you ready for Red Sox baseball, 5:10 pregame, 6:10 first pitch. Hey, man, is like, Xanax, is that supposed to calm you down?
Yeah, it's an antidepressant, technically.
Oh.
Some people make some zombies.
See, to me, man, I'm more about margaritas. I don't.
Isn't tequila the only, like, alcohol that's technically an upper or gives upper effects?
Well, all I know is I eat the worm. How you doing? Good morning. Happy Easter.
That's more like good night.
Is that like mescaline?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they're supposedly some psychedelic
qualities. I think so. Sure. Okay. No, you've never eaten a worm in college. Oh, okay. Right.
A real man does not divulge his secrets.
617-779-7937. Maybe that's why I'm always in trouble. 617-779. I need to take more lessons from Eamon here. Okay? Because I think that's probably why I get in trouble. Because my greatest asset is my passion, and my worst asset is my passion. Okay? So I think if I maybe take a page out of his book, maybe that could help me out a bit. 617-779-7937. Take your comments here. We're hitting on this David Price story, obviously, and I don't know. And again, the last caller may have really kind of hit it. Maybe it's just more nostalgic for me because I've actually been to the White House. My team was revered. I didn't care who was in the White House, man. I won't lie, I did take some bathroom items. Okay? I won't lie, I did. Okay? I've said this before on the show. I took some soap with the presidential seal. I took some TP. Okay? And you guys know what TP is. I took that and, you know, had to... Do you ever realize that in the White House, the toilet paper has the presidential seal on it? It's the weirdest thing you've ever seen. I'm like, really? So I took it. There's me walking out like I'm walking out of a hotel with towels and soap and like conditioner and shampoo. I'm walking out of like that. Honestly, I took a spoon with the seal on it. And it was like, well, they went, well, it's probably because it's Miami Hurricane, guys. Right? 617-779-7937. Yeah, that's probably why my issue is with Price using the Red Sox and the community for his own political agenda. Probably rubs me wrong. It's probably where I'm at. You heard Warner and John Henry talking. That's not what we're doing this for. I think this tradition goes back to Kennedy. I think he started it. I don't think any other president had this. I think it was him that started. I think Kennedy did. By having like the Heisman guys and sports figures. Nixon was all over it. And yeah, tremendous. It was to have everybody over. Bushes, Clinton, everyone. When Arkansas won the national championship, you know how proud Clinton was and all that. So it's been a tradition that's been around 50 years now. And I don't know. And I don't know if there's a wrong or right answer to this. I don't. We'll get to your calls here in a second. 617-779-7937. All right. This other thing here, this Bob Kraft tape that's going to be released. Why? Why do I need to see the owner of the Patriots with his pants down by his ankles? Why do I need to see that? What's the point of it? You've got to have an end meaning on what this means. What's the point of that when nothing legally is going to happen to this? Embarrassing him? Embarrassing someone who supports Donald Trump? Embarrassing Boston because we have it so good here. That's all this is. This is a traffic citation in the state of Florida. It's a traffic citation. It's like going rolling through a red light or not yielding on a turn. It's what this is, basically, is that. So if can you imagine that if you went into the traffic court, you had to take your pants down? For what reason? What's the point of it? It's embarrassing. It's to embarrass an owner. You think it's going to change anything? All of a sudden, there's going to be no more massage parlors in the United States of America because of this. It's so idiotic. If you're watching anything, what's going on this last week with this Mueller report, this is a prime example of people taking something and making something that's not anything into something, and before you know it, it's Mount Vesuvius. That's exactly what this is. This is nothing but bad judgment by a guy we all are disappointed, and I'm sure Bob Kraft is a little bit too. So the point is, there isn't one. Now, then it'll be forced to have the commissioner come down. Okay, you know what's really the most remarkable thing about this whole process here? The Patriots during this run have been fined and suspended for the dumbest stuff made by the media. Taping an opposing sideline. What? Deflated footballs. I spent 3 years or 2 years of my life that I'll never get back talking about deflating balls. What are you doing to me? That was the most obnoxious conversation I have ever had in my three decades on the air, was talking about air pressure in footballs. You got to be kidding me. And now this. So, to me, the tape, it's just about embarrassing Boston and the Patriots. There's no other thing around it. I support Bob Kraft. Robert Kraft has done too much for me, in my opinion, in our community, and around in other communities, that he gets a pass with me. This isn't anything to me. Now, if Robert Kraft is trafficking like those idiotic people in Florida were suggesting at the beginning to make the crime look bigger than it was, which to me, if I was his attorneys, defamation of character, they can't go after him because obviously they caught him basically with his pants down. They got him, you know, by the cannoli here a bit. He can't fight it, really. Did I actually hear somebody go on EI this week and say that Robert Kraft had just imposed his own crime or his own sentence? Jesus. Why would I do that? I don't need you to tell me how to behave. I'm a man of my own character and my own decision-making, right or wrong. I don't need you to tell me what to do. 617-779-7937. So quite frankly, to me, I could give a rat's ass about this tape. TMZ will have it, just like the Tiger stuff. But remember something, as you go along through this process, do we root for Tiger Woods now? You'll make Bob Kraft a hero eventually, like Tiger is a hero again. He'll come out of the ashes out of this the same way Tiger did, because this country is known for doing this. This is what America's about. We tear our guys down, we build them back up, and then we revere and cheer them. It's what it is. Just go with the process. Don't get caught up in the moment. Think about the entire length of a process, like Tiger's life. Think of where we are this past Sunday, how we were cheering for Tiger when maybe 5 years ago we were saying what a bad husband and what a despicable human being he was. You had nearly 30% of the televisions on this past Sunday. You realize that? That guy almost had a 30 share. That's reserved for AFC and NFC championship games in the NFL. A little south of that, probably 40 shares for those games. But that's golf in a dude. It's an elitist sport, and there you have him. Give a crap about golf. Care about Tiger, what he's doing. And his quest for greatness. Guy had 30% of the TVs on. Three out of every 10 televisions watch Woods on Sunday. Remarkable. Remarkable needle mover. No, I'll take that back. He is the needle. That guy's the needle. 617-779-7937. Time to get to the calls. Anthony, thanks for coming aboard. WEI, thank you, my friend.
Hey, what's going on?
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. I just wanted to know, you know, you seem to be really upset about this David Price situation.
I'm not upset. I'm asking a question.
All right. So my question to you is, why is it not a political stance, or isn't it a slap in the face to Boston when Tom Brady never goes to the White House?
Tom Brady can't go to the White House because Tom Brady's got to answer for Make America Great hat. Because everybody in 2000 and whatever it was, when that hat was in his locker, everybody had a conniption, and Brady had to answer that. That's the reason he doesn't go to the White House. Do you ever notice when Trump is tweeting out, congratulations to my friend Tom Brady? Because he doesn't want to have to answer for what he had to answer with just having a symbol, a hat, in his locker.
Yeah, but you just said you don't believe in people taking a stance on the field. Wouldn't him having the MAGA hat in his locker room be considered taking a political stance? Maybe not on the field like Colin Kaepernick, but it's in the locker where all the cameras were, people asking questions, and it was going to get seen. And it's still relevant today because you just brought it up. I didn't even think of that. So, I mean, that's basically contradicting what you've been saying for the last couple of minutes.
I appreciate the call. Let me think about that for a minute. The media beat the crap out of Brady for that hat being in his locker. Do you think also, too, Brady doesn't want to go and make a political even bigger, be more than the team? See, I think you're looking at it wrong. If Brady shows up to the White House knowing that him and Trump are friends, it's about Brady and Trump, not about the Patriots. You're missing the point, as many on that side do. You're missing the point. If Brady shows up to the White House, it's about Brady. If David Price shows up to the White House, it's about the Red Sox. Because who's David Price? Really? David Price, Tom Brady? That's like telling me the difference between the moon and the sun. David Price, Tom Brady? That's a joke if you're comparing those two. David Price doesn't show up to the White House, and he doesn't say he's not. I wouldn't miss him if he was another guy on the roster. If Tom Brady doesn't show up, there's got to be some issue. Why? Because Brady doesn't want to make it about just Tom Brady. I think that's more of a teammate, him not showing up. Maybe you see it wrong. 617-779-7937. And that's what I've been saying for the last hour. You can dissect any way you want. And most people listen to 2% of what I say anyway. And they construct this gigantic narrative about me, which is 1,000% false. It's crazy. Because most people in life don't, they're headline readers today. They listen and read 5% of what the actual facts are. Because we're quick to get to the headline. We're not quick to get to the substance or the context. We're not a context nation any longer. We're a headline nation. Whatever grabs the headlines, right or wrong. How can newspapers like the Washington Post and the New York Times with Pulitzer Prizes for fake stories? How can that be? But that's the nation we live in right now, especially in the media. You actually can win a Pulitzer Prize, a thing that I revered, for putting BS out. And when it's been like shown that it's got half truths, how about we say that there's some truths? But when there's been shown for half truths, then you come up with a narrative to make yourself sound right. That's the old trick in sports talk radio too. You continue to hammer your point until you have your own narrative. That's old school way of doing things. Me, I admit when I'm wrong. No, I'm wrong. They go, well, you're flip-flop. No, I'm wrong. You ever been wrong? Been wrong 100 times. Ivan, thanks for coming aboard WEEI. Thank you, my friend. Happy Easter to you too, Ivan.
Well, listen, I'm an atheist, so it doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
Well, I just enjoy the holiday any weekend anyways.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. I've heard you play the victim for at least 2 hours. No one made you No one made you play. No one made you participate in Deflategate. Talk about it, okay? It's a choice. Now, Robert Kraft, Price, Tom Brady do not represent my city. My kids, the students at the Boston Public Schools, the mayor, they represent the city. Sports is a business, my friend. At some point, we made them into gods, which they're not. Most of these guys are deeply flawed people like you and I. So whatever happens with David Price, the greatest thing that America can do is allow people to have a political opinion that we should respect. And if David Price chooses not to go, it speaks as much to his character as Tom Brady choosing not to make a stand and say that he doesn't want to go to the White House for the following reasons.
Hey, okay. Well, no. You spewed your BS enough. Brady went to 4 White House visits too, just to get it right. And by the way, victim, bro, I'm okay with who I am. I'm fine with what I've become and who I am, and I'm very comfortable in my own skin. Victim, that'd be the furthest thing you could ever say about me. I could give a rat's ass. I am accountable for every single thing that I have done and said on the radio. I've been fired numerous times because of my convictions. So don't tell me about victims. No victim. No victim. I am held accountable for what I say and do. Victim? You know what a victim is? It's a witness. And I'm accountable for what I say and do, especially when I'm behind the mic. And what happens is people call that controversial. I say, no, I've always wondered what that word meant, controversial. I really don't know what it means. I don't wake up in the morning trying to come up with, oh, how do you think I could piss somebody off? I've never done that. I just speak what I feel. I guess my passions are controversial. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not smart enough to understand that. Really, you, when you say victim, I truly have no idea what you're talking about. People throw that word controversial at me. I'm like, what? You'd be so far wrong, man. I'm a dad, a victim. I have never been called that before. And dude, when you say your idol is your kid, you're right. You know who my idol is? I don't have a sports idol. I never had one. He was a fireman for 30 years and a lobster man who I stood by his side and they called me Shadow. He was my grandfather. My grandfather was a fireman in Stamford, Connecticut for 30 years. Broke his back to have and give me the things that I could have in my life to where I'm sitting right now as a millionaire. Okay? My pop gave me everything to go to the University of Miami, to be a football player, to get a chance to play in the NFL, my aunt included. My whole family sacrificed. Don't tell me about victims. I'm no victim. You have no idea what you're talking about. That's my idol, too, by the way. My grandfather. 714 badge number, Stamford, Connecticut. 30 years as a fireman. What a man. Lobster man, and I used to go out with him all the time on Long Island Sound. Pull those lobster pots with him. I think many people here can understand pulling lobster pots, not the easiest job on the planet. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, go out there and break your back, lifting up those four pots on a line with the bricks in them. You know what I'm talking about. It's blue-collar stuff, dude. That's where I'm from. It's my idol. Had no education. Came over from Italy. My grandfather broke his ass. Victim? Wrong dude. Brian, thanks for coming aboard WEI.
Yeah, listen, David Price has every right to refuse to go.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Well, hey, man, well, that was take of the day. Right there. There you go. Hot take. He's got every right to go. I don't know whoever said he didn't. I said I didn't like it.
Yeah, listen, David Price has every right to refuse to go.
That is the take of the weekend. Right there, man. Hot take. Yes, sir. It's hot take Saturday. Bang. You want to have a take broken down? Right there. What is his name? Brian. You are just, hey, I tell you what. You have just You've knocked me on my heels there with that spin. I'm going to have to rethink this whole thing.
He adds the hot sports take.
He's got every right. I don't know if somebody said he didn't. Whew. Man, you got me good there. Maybe I do need the Prozac. I don't know. Wow. I'm really sweating now because of the hot take. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. No one's suggesting in any way that he doesn't. And again, in case you're doing, what's going on here? No. And by the way, I got this off the WEEI website, WEEI.com. And Price does have that right. Heyman just told me Brady went to 4 White House visits. Okay. Of course he did.
That's what I was told. First 3 and the Seahawks Super Bowl.
And you feel me, right? Amen. If he shows up to the White House and he goes in to the Oval Office there, it's about Brady and Trump. It's not about the rest of the guys who, as Brady would look at that as saying, that would be an uncomfortable moment for Brady because they would be just isolating those two men and not the team and the coach, right? Do you agree?
I agree. And it has even more to do with Kraft putting the hat in his locker, allegedly, than it does Brady's actual quote-unquote friendship with President Trump.
Okay. Perfectly done. Thank you, Eamon. Perfect. Right. That's – can't make the comparison when you say, like that one caller said, well, hey, man, you're not throwing – and I know what you were trying to do. You're not baiting me. I know what you were trying to do. You're trying to, here, is this now become this? You were trying to like Kaepernick me now. You're not going to Stephen A. Smith me. Ooh, Tom Brady versus David Price. I see it was very sneaky. Very sneaky. But I'm not taking it. Vinny, thanks for coming aboard WEI. Vin, you there?
No, I didn't know if I was on the air yet. Third. I've never heard your show before. Where have you been, dude? And why aren't you on more programs? It's nice to hear logic coming from a sports radio, especially in Boston. I am amazed at the insanity. I mean, basically what you got is you got half of the nation that thinks with their feelings. And if you're thinking with your feelings, you're not using your brain. And
that's right. And if you go back to one of my favorite movies of all time, Training Day, don't tell me what you know. Tell me what you can prove.
Exactly.
Okay, Lonzo Harris, baby.
What a bunch of people thought about me and all that other stuff. I wouldn't be me. I care about what you do. And it's gotten sad that, I mean, dude, I've been listening for about 20 minutes. Every word out of your mouth, pure logic. And it just saddens me that we're at a point where, because people don't like a guy, they're going to trash everybody who might not agree with them?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Vinny, and I'm going to leave you with this, and I thank you, and have a great Easter, brother. It takes some onions to put Dan Cilio on your station. Don't kid yourself. that was so nice of you, Eamon. Easter weekend? Is that on the cheek, I hope, in my face cheek, too, not the other cheek?
Perhaps the rear end of the program director.
I think more there, right? right? Oh, it takes some onions. You should see the texts that I get before I go on the air here. I won't say from who, but, oh, it takes onions to put me on.
Joe Zambrano.
Hey, you know why? What makes Joe good? His last name ends in O. All great paisans have a great ending with an O. Marino. Well, maybe not De Niro anymore. The guy's lost his marbles. DiMaggio. Okay. Dom, though, of course. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, let's do this. The Patriots draft is next Thursday, okay? And by the way, do you think the Patriots are praying for that draft to come around with all this whole Bob Kraft story going on, right? You know they're praying for next Thursday, right? We'll hit on the draft direction of the Patriots. We'll do that next right here on WEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Dan Cilio on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I just got a text from my aunt. She said, lighten up. And by the way, to Amon said, too, Cilio, come on, man. It's Easter weekend. You reminded me of that. Your boy, Cilio, EEI. I find myself sometimes, I get on these, like, soapboxes, you know? And I'm like a dude on a street corner, like, preaching and stuff. That's called a guy who doesn't get out much. And that would be me. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. I don't care what you do with that number. Maybe you have to write it on your hand just to remember if you're in your car. Take your thoughts, anything you want. Take you up to the top of the hour-ish towards the pregame there with Red Sox baseball. Then we take you into first pitch, which will be 6:10 as the Red Sox get ready for game two against the Rays. 5:10, excuse me. By the way, there you have it. Not good with numbers. Thank you. This Rays team ain't going away, folks. They are not. I covered that franchise for over a decade. And I'm telling you, that system that they've implemented, going all the way back to Andrew Friedman and Andrew Silverman, those guys have implemented a process. And that process with Kevin Cash, all them dudes, they have not deviated from the time that Joe Maddon was there, how they have a great minor league system. Their Durham system is great. The minor leagues, they're truly Moneyball, by the way. You can tell me all you want about Oakland. That Moneyball team, the Rays, have actually made it to a series and actually competed in the American League East, which is the equivalent of the NFC East, the Tiffany divisions in football and baseball. Okay? You got less than a $60 million payroll a year ago, and they won 90 ball games? Talk about your economic return on investment. I know this would shock people, but I actually worked on Wall Street, too, as an investment banker. I know. Crazy, isn't it, what I've done? I worked at Bear Stearns. Worked in commodities and stocks. It was crazy. Acquisitions and mergers, too, was really... you talk about return on investment. Teams spend $150 million a year, north of that, to win 90 games. Teams spend 60, and they compete against the Red Sox and Yankees and Blue Jays and Orioles. Pretty remarkable, isn't it? They ain't going to, that team's going to win north of 90 ball games again this year. And that opener stuff that they're doing, it's brilliant. Everybody ripped it, threw darts at it, right? Kind of working, isn't it? Kind of working. And think of the economics that you save by not having to give a contract to Sale and Chris Sale and guys like that when you have openers. Think of the money that you put back into your bullpen and into your development of your team when you can save $100 million. That money goes back into player development. You're not paying your manager like $4 million that Joe Maddon wanted. That's why he went to the Cubs. He actually offered them a reduced deal, and the Rays still said no, getting the same result, basically. So, I mean, they're not going anywhere. That franchise is the real money ball. You tell me all you want about the A's. That's it. You need to make a movie on that team. That team is pretty damn impressive. I mean, 90 games, $60 million? Really? Especially when you just gave Arenado, what, $34 million per, and Machado 30, and Harper 26. You're like, wow. Crazy. Rays will never have anybody like that on their team. No way. they go the way of the Royals. I mean, so teams spending $250 million on payroll, like the Yankees and Red Sox and Giants and Dodgers and those teams, Cubs too. And look at the return they get to win, what, 5 or 6 more games in the Rays? Pretty damn good. I'd be looking at that system. 617-779-7937. Red Sox have more talent. Yeah, but how many times I've seen that word? Talent's the most overrated word used in sports today. Applying talent, those are the true great franchises, like the Patriots. Speaking of applying, tell you this, the Bruins again against the Leafs. You can see on the ice, can't you? One team with desire and the other team holding on. One team's holding on, the other team's pressing the pedal. Maple Leafs haven't won a Stanley Cup since 67. Okay? Talk about a fan base that wants it and needs it. Toronto Maple Leafs. You gotta show up every day, man. Every day like the Patriots do. It's what makes that team so great. 617-779-7937. Brandon, thanks for coming aboard WEI. Thank you, my friend.
No problem. Happy Easter.
You too, sir.
I got the reason why Price isn't going to go, but leading up to that, politics, anything like that needs to stay at home. If I go to my job on Monday and wear an F. Trump shirt,
right.
My employer, the NBA, the NFL, these guys allowed it to start. It never put a stop to it.
All right, Brandon, I'm sorry about that, dude. You're breaking up on me, but I kind of got your context of it too a little bit. You know, I mean, you're right. You know, like this goes back to the Kaepernick story a little bit here. I'll get to the Patriots' direction in the draft next Thursday here in a sec too, but it goes back. Kaepernick has every right to protest. I said this before, and I more power to him, but not in my place of work. He don't. Not if I have a private company, he don't. I have just as much right to owning that company by telling him that we have a code of conduct inside of our building. Whether you like it or not is not the point. You see, that's what that side of the aisle wants. They want to change a narrative of particular people that own these companies and have a directive in it and to fit them. You can't change. If a guy owns a company and says you will wear pajamas to work, you will wear them or don't work there. You don't have to work there. When you get drafted in the NFL, that's not a mandatory draft when you show up to the military. You don't have to show up. Well, Kaepernick has every right to... No, he does not have every right to take a knee in the stadium. That's my point about Price, too. No, you don't. Now, if you just don't want to show up without any politics around it on why you're not, okay? You can leave it for out an innuendo and an open line and how, hey, I just feel uncomfortable showing up. Fine. But make it about the team, not you. This is about Price, not about the Red Sox being honored. I could care less if he shows up, too. Just show up on the mound. Guy's had an up-and-down career his entire career. This guy's more in. This guy has more unpredictabilities than... that Kyrie Irving does personally. So when David Price does something, depends on what month it is. Depends if it's June or July or September. And if he's doing well, he's a front runner. Things are going well, David Price is your guy. Things are going south, everybody is against them. You talk about victim. Guy called in, Ivan, I think it was, called me a victim. That's a victim. That's a victim. That's a guy who, like, you know, poor me. You know, poor me what? 617-779-7937. All right. Direction of the Pats. What's the number one pressing need right now for the New England Patriots? What do you think? Replacing Gronk? Did I hear Gronk broke the Lombardi Trophy too? Did I hear that?
Dented it.
He dented it.
He used it to bunt a baseball in the Red Sox, like, practice batting cages.
I love him so much.
The video is awesome. It's on Twitter.
I love that, man. Hey, Gronk, you are the Shaquille O'Neal of the NFL. You are by far the Shaq of the NFL, dude. What a fun guy you've been. I will miss you so much on an NFL field. I pray you continue. Dude, the whole gimmick of Gronk is the best. Besides the fact he's sensational as a player. I so love that guy. He danced the Lombardi.
Yo soy fiesta.
Yeah, dude, I love him. He's like one of my favorite dudes, man. I just love this guy, man. I do. He's so remarkable. All right. I do want to hit on the final segment here. What I've learned about this Celtics team with a 3-0 lead and the pressure that the Celtics face. Ainge, Brad Stevens, Kyrie. And I also want to hit on what we hit on also with Alex Cora talking about 2018. We'll finish it up. We'll do that next right here on WEI.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Dan Cilio on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Well, I think one of the things this team should know better than any team maybe I've been on through the regular season is each week can change how you feel. So, like, let's just hit singles and try to win the next game one possession at a time. You're not going to win it in the first quarter. You're not going to win it, you know, in the second. You have to keep doing it over and over, and that's what's hard about the playoffs. And this team is this Indiana team plays with tremendous character and integrity. Like, they play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. So we know that to win a series against them, you're going to have to beat them in a game, and beating them in a game is a monster. And so we have to be ready to compete at the highest level again and play better than we did tonight.
So was that Tony Dungy or Brad Stevens? I couldn't tell. Brad Stevens, right? Post game, 3-0 lead now against the Pacers. By the way, why is Scott Zolak texting me? What do you want? What is that? What are you doing? Eamon, why is he texting me?
Well, it could be any number of reasons, Dan.
Why? How condescending of you, Eamon. Oh, what the hell does he want? Get the hell out of my phone. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. I'll not hear the end of that, believe me. Oh, Brad Stevens. We'll hit on Alex Cora here in a second as we get you ready for a Red Sox pregame. You know, is Brad Stevens the right? Here. Let's do this like we'll do this like 20 questions. Is Brad Stevens the right guy? Can he handle big pressure guys? Can he coach superstars? What do you think? React. Jesus criminy. Really? Is it daytime or nighttime? Is it raining or is it sunny? Your call. 617. I mean, right? Let's not do the lamest radio we could possibly do here. Brad Stevens, it's simple to see what's gone on this year. He's learning how to deal with a superstar. That's the most difficult player in the NBA. I could make the argument that Kyrie Irving could be the most difficult athlete in sports to coach today. You think that's just something that you wake up one day as a coach and there's some sort of manual on how to deal with guys like LeBron James and Kyrie Irving or Manny Ramirez? You think there's some manual that's out there for that? Or do you think that's an applied, that becomes an applied skill over the years of being able to deal with those kind of guys? You think that when Phil Jackson was in Chicago and he was learning how to deal with Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright, all those guys and cast of characters that were in that organization didn't help prepare him for dealing with people like Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant? You don't think that there's some sort of skill set? That, to me, I'd rather have that skill set than somebody talking to me about the triangle like Tex Winter. You think Tex Winter could be a good coach in the NBA? He was a good assistant coach in the NBA. / Romeo Crennel. Okay? Look at all those coaches that everyone assumes because they coach with Belichick, they're going to become the main headset wearer. No, not necessarily the facts. It's dealing with personalities. That's what makes a great coach today. People miss that's the biggest skill set you can have, especially when we're talking about today's athlete and how they deal with it. So in the process this year, why do you think the team has shown inconsistency? And by the way, Kyrie knows it's postseason time. Kyrie Irving was not brought to Boston to win 68 ball games. Kyrie Irving was brought to Boston to win an NBA title. Postseason play, baby. What's Jordan say? What was that on 3-6? One of the greatest lines I ever heard. Yeah, I'm 3-6, man. It's LeBron day. He passed me in the all-time points. Congratulations to you. By the way, 3-6, that's his postseason record. How appropriate. Hey, man, you know what it's about. It's about 6 rings, bitch. How you doing? That's what it's about, man. Scoring titles and whatever. Think Brady even knows what his all-time passing number is when it comes to yardage? You think he truly knows? I guarantee you that guy could care less what that number is. He cares about wins. He cares about the 6 trophies he has. Yeah, Giselle counts as one, too. How you doing? Sorry. That's why I give Kobe maybe the equal nod there with MJ. 5 titles and an Oscar. I don't know, man. That's pretty good, right? Give me an Oscar and 5 titles. I'm okay with Kobe. All right with that. So Brad Stevens is learning, man. He's learning the process of being a psychologist. I look, my reference point always will always go back to my college and pro coach, Jimmy Johnson. He's a psychologist. He knew how to deal with Michael Irvin. He knew how to deal with Emmitt Smith. He knew how to deal with Troy Aikman. He knew how to deal with Deion Sanders. He knew how to deal with Charles Haley. You don't think there's you think that's by coincidence that Jimmy was able to do those and get the most out of those guys? How many guys, look, George Seifert, they fired Charles Haley. Guy goes on and wins 3 more rings in Dallas because he couldn't coach him. That's his failure. That's his failure as a coach. Not to connect with the player. Player's got to buy in. Something to be said about that. Player's got to buy into that. Absolutely. So the inconsistency this year has been working rotation. Hayward bringing him back in. He's getting better and better, by the way, off that injury. And Kyrie wants to win. Celtics probably, would we say this, of all the teams that are, Giannis, Boston, 2 best closers, and yet, by the way, I don't know what Giannis is as a closer yet. This is all foreign territory to him too, right? How about this? I want to see what Giannis looks like in a game 7 against the Celtics. I know what Kyrie does and can do. We've seen it. 37 points, closeout game, big shot. Yeah. Not exactly Robert Horry, but big shots, right? All right. I want to hit on Alex Cora before we get you ready for the pregame show here, get you ready for Red Sox baseball. Game 2 of that series against the Rays in Tampa Bay at the worst stadium on the planet, by the way. Cat rings, O-rings, the ceiling. It's terrible. Covered a team there for 10 years. It's terrible. It's the worst environment for baseball on the planet. Tractor pulls. Hate it there. Really. Alex Cora's message is connecting to the Red Sox. We'll head on that next here on the home of the world champion Red Sox, WEEI.
Time now for Dan Cilio on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Do you see a team-wide difference in kind of the approach of the plate tonight at all?
No. I'm just, you know, we grind our bats. We were relentless, which is cool to say.
What do you mean by relentless, though?
What we did last year.
Let's score them. Getting you ready for Red Sox baseball pregame coming up here in a sec. Last segment here. A couple minutes left. Wanted to wait for the final block here to... such an Alex Cora dude. Obviously, we got the same blood. I love people leaning on process. I want you to bring up your successes. That's what you do, man. You don't bring up your failures. You win 108 ball games a year ago. You win 93 the year previous. You averaged over 100 wins the last 2 years. Did you not think this was going to take its toll in the beginning, potentially for this season? Let's not talk about process here. When the last 2 years, the process has delivered over 100 wins as an average for the Red Sox in a world championship. What are you talking about? It's a slow start. Sales in the eights when it comes to ERA. What, you don't think that dude's going to figure it out? He will. This team's been through a lot the last 2 years. And you're battling that team down south of 95. Okay? That team's not going away either. Even though they're injured, Yankees are going to be right there too, dude. So, this is a grind here, man. Baseball is a marathon. So, when he brings up process, you're damn right you bring up process. You bring up the things that reflect back on what made you great. And that's why players, teams, coaches practice the same stupid plays a trillion times. Muscle memory. What are you doing differently now that you weren't back then? Or maybe something that you've changed. Is it a lack of focus? No, man. It's called winning. When you see a team limp out of the gate like the Red Sox, it's called winning. This Rays team, too, by the way, they ain't going away, like I said. 90 wins a year ago, team's going to be north of that this year, too. It's going to be a heck of a series. Heck of a series. We'll all be sitting around watching it Easter weekend. Eamon, I want to thank you, brother, for an absolutely great ride, as always, man. You take me around the room. Fantastic, man. Thank you, brother. We're now going to roll you into Red Sox pregame show here. And it's great to say, folks, on an Easter weekend. You know what it is? Here come the defending world champion, Boston Red Sox, right here on the home of the world champions, WEEI Cilio. Catch you on the flip side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.